Ladies and gentlemen, the Florida Podmen present the World League of Idiots, the A to Z of Idiots.
I have pressed record.
Beat me to it again. You win the pressings.
For the final time, until the next time.
Yeah. Hi.
Hello.
How's everybody? So yeah, this is the Z in the A to Z.
It is. Yeah.
It's one after the penultimate episode.
Correct.
So that'd be the ultimate episode. So this one's better be pretty fucking good.
Yeah, that is the ultimate episode. Mine's good, except it's another tenuous. Like, if you were there last week, it's probably a bit better than that. But it's fucking.
That ain't
ridiculous.
Saying much. And my story this week, to flash ahead, I've. In a sense that this may, it won't be, but this could be the last time we ever do this. I have brought our entire Florida Podmen journey full circle. That's all I'll say with how my story relates.
Oh my God. So,
that's probably set it up as a hype, but and it's just going to be disappointing.
I can't even begin to imagine, but it is. It just feels...
My Z, the letter Z, reverts back to... the very early days of when we were doing this.
Yeah.
When I say early days, it was like a few years, a couple of years ago. During lockdown, so.
We always come back to a very similar way of working, but the ideas are sometimes just a little bit different, you know. So we know what we want and we know what we like to experiment with. So it'll be ultimately more of the same, but there will be a fresh angle to things. That's what we're after, isn't it?
To flash back to your story last week, we may use a different color spray paint when we're spray painting the dog shit.
Yeah, because it's all shit underneath.
Yes, to stretch the analogy very far, but also quite concisely.
So really, this is one for the history books, really, because it could be the last time that this sort of thing happens. But we don't know.
It's
worthwhile experimenting.
So follow along with us. I think whatever we do, speaking of dog shit, we will come back and maybe just put a little mini episode of just us telling you where to go, what to do, if it's a different thing, if it's a new thing, if it's the same thing. We'll come back and keep you guys posted. Also do the Twitter thing if we can be bothered at Florida Podmen. On we go.
Yeah, things, letters. I guess as it's the final episode, 26?
I know who's going first, me.
Okay, yeah, it is me because it's odd. So as the fact this is, you close it out.
No pressure again.
So you started it and finished it.
That's how it works.
You're the sandwich
bookends.
Maker.
Yeah, sandwich bookends, bookend sandwiches. I'm the bread, but you're the delicious filling.
Are we ready to go?
Have we got
anything else? Yeah.
No, I think I'll say it now while it's in my mind because I might forget at the end. Because at the end we kind of just go, and here's some scores. And then, okay, bye. But just like maybe we should thank the people for listening. Is that what people
do
on podcasts?
Are we doing that now?
Yeah, we'll do it now.
Totally agree.
Yeah,
we
thanks,
don't
everybody.
Know.
Okay, that's it.
We
done.
Don't
Next.
Know. I don't know your names.
Nope.
But I mean, we're glutton for punishment because we'll be doing this anyway, right?
Yeah.
This is based on nothing but what we'd like to do. And if you were
when I look at our listening count, it might just be us because I'm I play it back and I go, what the fuck's Chris saying? Well, this is weird Yorkshire accent. I don't understand it. So it's probably 94 listens or just me rewinding, going, huh?
What's interesting is if you look at the transcripts for our episodes, which when we post these in Slack to each other, they make no sense. Like you just read words and they're just like word spillage. That's all they are.
Usually I'm record orange potato. Yes.
Well, yeah.
I'm sick.
That's right.
Hello. AZ. Idiot. Man. Hello.
In fact, right. Here's a week, a peek behind the.
Oh, you're going to read out the transcript. Wow,
I'll not all of the transcript. I'm just.
But it's only it's only one side. Oh no, is this the full edited episode or is this just one side of it?
No, this is just me. Okay, so okay.
It's even better. It's going to make less sense.
I'm just going to give you a couple of words. I've pressed record. It was that you. You went through all the vowels there before you went to Mary. Oh yeah, we've done that about the band. Makes no sense, but it's. I'm sure it did. It's.
I think it's like one of the. I think half the words are probably wrong, and I was in that conversation. I don't have a clue what that's about, yeah, that's, which is even better.
Yeah. Now. Okay.
But yeah, so as we were saying, thanks everybody for putting up with us, listening, coming back every week, and hopefully sticking with us for whatever's next.
Yeah. We enjoy it, and if you enjoy this sort of stuff, then good. That's good. That's good.
If you don't, tough shit.
Wait there, it was your moment.
I thought about saying it. Yeah. That I'm going to get that on the T-shirt. Should I just in case this is the very last time we do this? Should I? Yeah. You know what? If you don't like it, get your own fucking podcast. I mean, it's not that difficult to do one. Look at us; we're doing it.
As I say, most people do that. Let's kick off. Let's do. Let's go with this is the letter Z.
Or Z.
I can't believe I'm about to do this, right? Because the Z in mine is somebody's name.
Okay. Zinedine Zidane?
No, it's not that. Okay. You didn't cringe, so... Maybe it is okay after all.
Yeah, I think it depends how tenuous this is. But no, you listen. Who's at the top of our charts right now? Kevin.
Kevin.
That's a name. Yeah. It's there is precedent set, Your Honor.
But I did do that as well. So anyway, right. Listen to this. First of all, right at the top of the article, this article is about 3 months old. I don't know how they've managed to do that. I mean, will that change? Does that change? Anyway.
Does it matter?
Here we go. Okay. China authorities. I'd have gone with Chinese authorities, I think. But anyway, China authorities arrest 2 for smashing shortcut through the Great Wall with excavator.
Ooh.
So that's big news. Have you seen this wall that they've got?
I've heard of it. I've seen it from SpaceX that one time I was up there.
It's great. And it's been a history lesson from our reporter, who is it's just his name, the Associated Press, says, China's Great Wall has been pierced by Genghis Khan, the Manchus, and now...
David Copperfield, the magician, because he walked through it. Did those come on in the UK, those David Copperfield
specials? We saw that. And now, a couple of construction workers named Zeng and Wang.
Oh, beautiful. Zen and Zhang a few seasons ago, last season? Zen and
Zhang.
Zen and Wang, nice.
Yeah, Zen and Wang. So Zeng is spelled Z-H-E-N-G. I presume that's a Zeng. And Wang, as you'd spell it, Wang.
Z-W-A-N-G.
They wanted a shortcut. I think the Portaloo was on the other side. We've got it. authorities in China arrested 2 people for smashing a path through a section of the ancient wall. It's fucking incredible. That thing's so great. It's even called
this is
great.
Like this is worse than Cadbury's.
Yeah. Good callback. Yeah. They've described it as a cultural icon, and beat this, English heritage, the United Nations Protected Heritage Site. That's up there. I imagine don't there's only a couple of those things. Perhaps.
UNESCO don't play games. Don't get the wrong side of the UNESCO, folks.
Now, the area of the breach was a broken down section. Ooh, so they've gone... What they've done is, presumably, they've gone, this is already a bit broken. They won't notice a few more.
They've been playing video games. And you see that wall with, like, the crack in it? It's a slightly off color, like an old Bugs Bunny cartoon, where, like, there's a spot on a wall, like, the bricks are shaded slightly different. You're like,
they're going
bricks
to use
are come
that.
Out pretty. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I was thinking Scooby-Doo. They're going to come out of that door into that drawer. Right. Now, okay, so go back. So it was broken down section further away from where it had been restored. Oh, hang on. I've got an advert popping up here. Let's go there. Huh?
Anything interesting?
No. It's now I've got rid of it. Oh, I'll tell you what it was. It was for, you know, that dog. It's like a dog thing. Iams.
Dog shit? Spray paint?
No, it's Iams, I think it's called. This episode is sponsored by Iams. The section lies in Shanxi. Now, I don't think that that's how you say it, Shanxi. But maybe
it's... How are you spelling that?
S-H-A-N-X-I.
I'd go with that.
Yeah. I don't think it's Shanxi. That's for sure.
Maybe it's Shang 11?
It's Shan 11, yeah. Which is a province at the western extreme of the wall. Parts of this wall were constructed 2,000 years ago, when the Christ child roamed.
Wow.
It is relatively well preserved and holds important preservation and research value. They've put that in quotes. What does it hold? Important preservation and research value.
Fuck all.
It's like it doesn't mean anything. It's where I've done me trumps. That's the local government said that. China places immense pride in the system of the towers and connecting walls, wide enough for carriages to pass on that stretch. Approximately, here we go. Do you know how many miles this thing goes?
Oh, wow. 7,000.
Oh, actually, I thought you were going to go much lower. That's a little bit high. It's 5,500 miles, built mainly during the Ming Dynasty. And now, that didn't last very long. Well, it lasted long enough, but not until 1644. So, like, okay. That's what I'm imagining. Zhang and Wang are going... Zhang and Wang? Zhang and Wang? What are their names?
Bill and Ted. It's Chinese for Bill and Ted.
Their names are Zen and Wang, right? Okay, I must remember that. They've gone. Look, it's not the Ming Dynasty now. So, and also there's some bricks. Now.
This is reminding me of that story not too long ago up by where I live, up in the northeast of England, of these turds, for lack of a better term. We have our own Great Wall of England called Hadrian's Wall, which
yes, that's right, yeah.
Out back 500 years ago.
Oh, wait.
It was built. Yeah. So Hadrian was a Roman emperor. So back 2000, around the same time as the Great Wall, built this wall to keep out the whatever they were, Picts or whatever they were back then. Yeah. But then all throughout history, it's to keep the Scots out when England's gotten. Yeah. So then in this place called Sycamore Gap, which I was at during lockdown, actually, I went there and I walked to there's a famous tree.
Yeah.
So right where Hadrian's Wall, imagine this big, you know, not quite Great Wall of China, but a smaller version.
Yeah. Like a patio.
Yeah, there's two hills. Exactly. These two hills come down, and where the little valley, there's a solitary tree. And it was in the Kevin Costner Robin Hood movie. And people propose under the tree. There's people scatter ashes and stuff. It's a beautiful sight. Nothing around, no buildings, nothing. So you got to walk 15 minutes through farmers' fields and up this Roman wall and stuff like that. And some fuckers cut the tree down in the middle of the night. It's a 200 and something year old tree. It's a cultural icon. Tourism is like died in the air, other than like news reporters. It just kind of reminds me of that. So it's still a little fresh, that, because it's pissed a lot of people off up in the northeast of England, myself included.
And there's still plenty of wall left, but this is not about that. This is about saying, hey, you can't come in with your diggers and smash bits no matter how much you need that portal on the other side. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so that's really the story. The government has said that the arrests were made after report of the breach. So they didn't go, that's an accident. It looks like they were just going to like walk away.
Do they still do like martial law in China, like where they like cut people's hands off and shit like that for like...
I don't know, but what do you... I mean, now you've introduced that, it makes this...
Well, they have to go to the toilet. Maybe they cut their bums off or something like that.
But it makes this sentence a little bit more sinister. It said, the two suspects were in custody with further legal action pending.
Again, their assholes chopped off.
And you're right. UNESCO were involved in this. And what they've said is collision and exchanges between... agricultural civilizations and nomadic civilizations in ancient China. I like the way I'm just reading this.
I like your UNESCO voice.
It provides significant physical evidence of far-sighted political strategic thinking and military, mighty military and national defense forces of central empires in ancient China. So we spoiled that story.
Why are we doing voices the entire time? I mean, come on. Look at the last episode.
Is that all you sounded like? I think you did. Anyway, that's it. That's that's the two. It's
Zheng
and Wang, who have made the Great Wall. Not so great.
Mm-hmm.
Less great.
Over to me for the final story.
Final story.
Of this epic journey, the final idiot going in.
The circle is complete, young Padawan.
The circle is complete. So let's deal with a circle.
Okay.
When we started this during lockdown, like a lot of people, we were we had to use technology, and we've continued for the most part. We've done quite a bit of face to face over the last couple of years, but we started doing this over Zoom. My Z is for Zoom.
Ah, yeah, we did. Right.
So going full circle, we started this on Zoom, because and I'm going to go out on Zoom.
Yeah, that's right. Because of the lockdown, we wanted to do something. We spoke about projects, and this was the one thing we thought, now's our time, because this doesn't
I'd moved to the UK, and we thought we were going to do all this shit, and then all of a sudden the world ended.
Yeah, but we found a way that we didn't need to travel, and it was like, right, this is great, yeah.
And we kind of just stuck with it. Yeah, out of sheer laziness.
But we enjoy it. Well, I enjoy it.
Yeah. So here we are. You know, have you heard of the New Yorker magazine?
I don't know the New Yorker, yeah. That doesn't begin
why for New Yorker? Why? New Yorker, Z for New Yorker. New Yorker magazine suspends Jeffrey Toobin after Zoom incident. So this guy is author. He's written, there was some true crime stories like that, People versus O.J. Simpson. He's written a bunch of books. He was a 20 years legal analyst on CNN. So, I mean, it's Zoom. So here's the opening quote by this Jeffrey Toobin. I made an embarrassingly stupid mistake believing I was off camera. So.
Okay.
The New Yorker said on Monday that it has suspended the staff writer Jeffrey Toobin after he exposed himself during a Zoom call last week with employees of the magazine and WNYC Radio, according to two people familiar with the call. So this happened just before the most recent U.S. election, the 2020 election.
Yes.
So staff writers at The New Yorker and employees at WNYC, they produce the magazine's podcast, were on a video call prepping for election night coverage. What they're doing is like a role play. They're like, you know, one guy's, you know, Biden's press secretary, another guy's Trump's whatever. So basically, they paused for like a team, like the Biden team and the Trump team, where they're kind of role playing separate teams. And they did like a breakout. Is that what they call the breakout rooms in Zoom?
Where that's right.
So it's a little breakout room. During the pause for breakout, Mr. Toobin switched to a second video call that was the equivalent of phone sex. So he's basically doing like an OnlyFans-y kind of thing while doing this thing with like politicians and like esteemed like members of the New York journalism circle. And basically started wanking on this while still everybody could see him, all of his colleagues.
Holy fuck.
He said, I thought I had muted the Zoom video. I thought no one on the Zoom call could see me. Spokesman for The New Yorker. Now, this guy's worked there for 25 years and worked for CNN for 20 years. He's literally now left both. He's been sacked by both kind of thing. He doesn't work for any of them anymore. basically saying that participants on the call we're simulating what might happen on election night. Mr. Toobin played the role of the courts. It just goes through all these different, you know, I guess journalists and stuff that played the roles of, you know, somebody played President Trump and all of that stuff. One of the participants said, I am quite sure that Toobin didn't realize that people on the New Yorker call could see him. I suspect that he thought when the breakout room started, he was disconnected and he didn't realize we'd all return to a live camera. Now, the funny thing is while this is happening, all the other participants were just carrying on with their normal chit-chat. Like, they were pretending they couldn't see what was going on. Just having, oh, yeah, what are you doing this weekend? You know, I'm going to go out to the lake. And
oh, my God.
Meanwhile, they're just kind of side-eyeing this guy, having a little fiddle. Yeah, he's written all sorts of books, Obama, about Obama and the White House, Supreme Court. American Crime Story, People versus O.J. Simpson, is adapted for television, blah, 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 blah. And then, I got sacked. Basically, CNN took him back after, I think, 8 weeks or something like that. But then eventually, I guess they let him go, or he walked out, he resigned or something like that. So that is my Zed. New Yorker magazine suspends Jeffrey Toobin after Zoom incident, where basically he was caught paying with himself in front of all of his colleagues in a very professional setting.
What's his name? Jeffrey
Toobin. T-O-O-B-I-N.
Now,
Toobin.
Is this...
Which is like when you go on a water slide down those big inner tubes, that's called Toobin.
Yeah, it is. So there he is, and...
Looks like Patton Oswalt a little
bit. Yeah, I see. So he's been charged with lewd and inappropriate behavior in a virtual workspace.
I didn't know. Didn't even know that was a crime.
Yeah, this is... He was talking.
So if I told you right now I have no pants on, can I get charged with that? In a virtual workspace.
It says here, Jeffrey Toobin describes Zoom call as disaster in my life.
Yeah, think.
I mean, oh my God. I
mean, he's apologized to his wife and daughter and stuff like that.
I don't want to see it, but I'm sort of curious about if anybody took it.
I don't know if there's footage of it, but you'd think. Like, unless you're...
Oh my
even if you're the
God.
Most adept at techno... Oh, it does show it. I don't want to... No.
Something's happening.
Have you clicked on an Audi link and your computer's melting down? Or
no. No. There are people watching this... hang on a minute. It could be that there's lots of people just pretending and then they've blanked out the main bit. Mm. I'm going to have to do some looking to see. I don't want to see him wanking, but I want to...
You want to see people's reactions.
To see the events unfold, for sure.
You want to see people's eyebrows raise.
yes.
Yeah, but how could you... I mean, listen, how could you be so dumb to...
Just...
Even think there's a... If there's the slightest risk that you may have not closed your... One chat, yeah. It's not like the call has ended. It's on pause or it's on a sidebar kind of thing.
Yeah.
You've got to assume that somebody's going to at least hear you, see you. Listen, if I'm on the one, and I wouldn't. I mean, I would never come close to doing anything like that on one of these calls. But I wouldn't even pick my nose if I was on a call. Like I wouldn't. I would just assume if I'm on a call right now. If I'm on a call with you, and you said I'm going downstairs to go grab a drink, and I would, whatever. I'm still going to assume that, your wife or son might walk in that room to grab a whatever. And, you've sent me a picture. I'd be terrified of that happening. So, hang on. Let me get to the... I don't know why. Hang on. I can't get to the chat. One second. Oh, Christ. That's not it, is it?
That's it.
That's got to be a...
If you... Well, yeah, you're right. If this isn't it...
I wonder if that's just mocked up.
This is the one that's been mocked and shared.
Oh,
I mean,
my God, that's the worst thing.
You see the people's...
That's Danny fucking DeVito.
You see the people's reactions to it.
He would know. He would know at that point that people have seen that. That's nothing to be proud of, I'll tell you that much.
The thing is, there's a lot of photographs that are happening that we had. They all include the exact same other people.
So that's probably not it, yeah. So on that picture, on that nine-way screenshot, there's not a lot of gasping. There's one gasp, but there's a lot of laughing.
Yeah, but all of those people remain. So I think what's probably happened is that there has been some sort of censored shot.
I think that's got to be.
Yeah, it's. Well, look, as I say, I'm not really into this for the kind of the biblicalness of it all. But I'm still curious enough to want to see what how this thing unfolded.
I'll leave that with you. That's my gift to you then.
Well, that's what a cracker. What an absolute cracker. And this, do you know something that happened last week when we were speaking about idiots that become idiots and they, they're making these decisions they're just unaware of the idiocy behind it, and that's you want to give lovable idiots the attention, people who wander into situations. This is yep. somebody who has no idea about what is happening, has no idea, and is about to ruin his life. Incredible.
Correct.
Absolutely incredible. What a way to end. I might say this is better than Kevin. I don't know if I dare.
It's taken to the last story.
So when we finish this series, let's just go back. Where's my score chart? Well, not that one. That one. Here we are. Right. The last. This will become number 78. 77 and 78 that we're about to score.
Mm-hmm.
And if we don't come back to this list for a long while or ever again, Kevin is 9.25. I think this might be a 9.5.
Woo!
From me.
Look out. He's ruined his career. He's probably got divorced. If that picture is him, I mean, that alone is enough to score.
I mean, that's the thing, isn't it? It's you can only imagine that there's no reason for that image to be faked.
Correct. You had every opportunity to not do what you did.
Yeah.
You know, you had your other call. If you've got the other call, whatever. That's how he wants to do it. That's the sort of stuff he wants to do. Fine. Schedule it for another time.
Why does he feel compelled to strip all the way off?
It's warm. Just, I don't know.
So they're carrying on. All of these people who could have helped him out much sooner decided to just let's go. They're accountable for watching their one of their colleagues throw himself under the bus. But still, this all boils down to the person who's in control. This is not their fault. They could have helped, but I think I'm going to say it. I think I'm going to say this is 9.5.
Wow. Okay.
I know we've got to score the other one, but let's talk about this first. Let's get this one done.
I think that the guy has. Yes, it was. It's like a lot of these guys we've talked about over the last however many 26 weeks or whatever it's been, 27 weeks if you include Christmas, have been like dumb. You know, like
yeah,
they just
yeah,
they
yeah.
they have. Not had the educational background yeah. or they're just, you know, this guy's, you know, he's a legal analyst. He's a smart guy. He's in broadcasting. So he must know how like hot mics and things work, you know, like just being on CNN, like, you know, if you're talking about, you know, whatever it is,
yeah.
you wait till the director says we're all clear. Like now you can start talking about whatever you're gonna talk about. He's got experience with
yes.
this stuff. He's been on camera. I mean, it's, you know, Zoom being, it's not like it's brand new technology. He's fucked this up royally. And he could have completely avoided it by just not doing what he was doing or doing it at a later time. Yeah. Is he the biggest idiot we've had?
I think it might be the most significant.
It's a quandary.
What he actually did was.
This is like a high budget idiot,
yeah,
I think is where we're at. This is like somebody making like an art house movie that's on a low budget, but then you get somebody that's a really like David Fincher gets
hold
of
it
or something like
exactly
that.
Exactly that. I'm looking at this from the tiny decision that he could have made of saying, just won't do that. There was not a lot of thinking mm-hmm. to doing it. And that's it. The events are catastrophic. This has to be down as. I don't know. I'm saying 9.5.
9.2.
Right. Okay. So that is a 9.5.
That's a 9.35.
And there he goes. Yep. There he goes.
Top of that is what we call, I think, a buzzer beater is the basketball terminology. The last, like, yes. 0.1 second left on the clock. You're down by a point. You throw the Hail Mary and in it goes for the win. The final story on the final show.
Yeah, the clutch member of the team. So I want to go with a Z type zoomer.
Well, we got Zoom in there.
Yeah.
Zoom wank. We'll just call it Zoom wank for now.
Right. Okay. And then 935. Let's get it all the way to the end. What a way. Did you know that this was going to be like this? Did you imagine that though?
I know. I mean, it's a fairy tale ending, Steve.
Chris. Okay.
I said Steve because I was thinking of our digital assistant, and I just got a text from one of the guys at work called Steve, and he's interrupted my podcast flow. Sorry.
Now, moving on.
Zhang and Wang. So I'm going to score this a 10.
They have a very similar. Story, which was, and I can't remember the exact reason why they decided to do it, but they used a digger to, I guess, get revenge on somebody or something like that.
It was like someone on a ex-boyfriend, right. Or ex-husband, so
they
stole, like that. They destroyed a car.
They stole
like
the
that,
digger and went into the house. Now, our two guys, it could have been an accident. I'm sure that's what they're going to plead. It's like, oh, we were trying to go that way and it backed up by accident or whatever they're going to say. But I think that we could couple this with digger-related idiocy because the moment you get into the steering, the cabin of one of these things, anything can happen. That's why you have to have these training and all that sort of stuff. So I sort of feel like you knew the situation you were in needed responsibility and you did not demonstrate it. So I'm thinking about probably sticking it lower than, but it's around that area. That was a 7.45. So I might score that as a 7.3. For that reason, though.
Yeah, I think if it was just an wall, it would probably score a little lower. But it's the wall. Like it's almost like these. And it's funny because did we have any stories about, you know, these guys that retouch or the touch-ups on like old Renaissance paintings and stuff like that, and they just fuck
like
them
the
up.
Jesus one,
and they turn it the monkey Jesus, Jesus. Yeah. You know, that kind of thing. It's kind of like that, really.
But you have
sense.
To demonstrate quality. You didn't demonstrate that quality.
7.4.
So that's a 7.35. Is it? Did I say 7.2 or 7.3? Yeah, 7.35.
I think you said 7.3.
So. 7.35. There we go. Right. And that is, if not the end of the list, it's certainly season one and season two of the World League of Idiots. And we have 78.
Wow. What a world.
What a world we live in.
Mm-hmm.
And I suppose.
I don't know what to say. This is it. We're done.
For a while, at least.
We haven't talked about the rap party. We usually have rap parties at the end of each season.
Claudia Winkleman's going to be there. So that's good.
No, I thought she was coming to mine.
We're having two rap parties, aren't we?
Excellent. A rap battle.
You're very good with your puns, Kev.
You catch me in the morning. I'm alert in the mornings. If we did this at like 5 in the afternoon, I'm done. It'd just be dead air. More dead air than we normally have. Anyway. No, I think let's wrap up some business here. Again, we did it earlier, but thanks everybody for your time and coming along this magical journey with us. Thank you, Chris, for doing this with me.
Thank you, Kev, for putting up with me for doing this with you.
Someone's got to. We'll keep you guys posted on we're not done. Like the two of us aren't done. I don't feel this is ever going to be done.
No, this is a chapter. You know what I mean? This is just a chapter.
Yeah, I think we're gonna go away and do something different for a little bit, maybe, but have specials and come back. We'll come back to this full time.
Yeah, sometime. This is the thing with the Florida Podmen was that we would just go, should we do some more Florida, and then we'd do it. So what we're going to explore other avenues, but. Yeah, there's no full stops here, that's for sure. It's just for now. Nope. So, yeah.
Even if one of us kicks the bucket, we can just do like the archive thing where they like, you know, we'll have enough record. We've got enough data now that we can just, I can get your voice and I can just type it in like our little transcripts. I can just take our transcripts yeah. and just play your voice back, edit together, make my own episodes up with a little puppet Chris.
Like that. Your AI guy. Yeah.
Anyway, that's it. We could keep rambling on. We'll probably ramble on at our joint rap parties, and you guys have your own rap party. Thanks again, and we will talk to you guys sometime soon.
Ta-ra. Bye bye.
What a bunch of idiots.